Channel Radio. Great music and talk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 6th of February. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous and carrot-souped faced... Oh.
It was
Jill
lovely.
Serkin.
It was absolutely lovely.
It was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't hear you in my headphones.
It was really nice.
Well, turn your headphones up then.
I am. Anyway.
Can you hear me now?
Not really. I'm doing the HP volume, is that right? Oh, yeah. You've come now.
Oh, I see.
I think I turned it down when the news was on.
That'll be it.
So
yeah,
I could hobnob with
You've
the
been
guest.
Fiddling with the knobs again, haven't
I
you?
Yeah, I wanted to hobnob with the guest.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to eat my carrots.
Your soup. So just coming back to Liz quickly, what was in the soup, Liz? Because it was delicious.
It was amazing.
So we had some lovely organic carrots, stick of celery. Mm-hmm. A few chilli flakes just to
Yeah, I thought I detected a bit of heat there.
And of course some lovely organic red lentils.
Fantastic. Mm. Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
And they're all available delivered, so you get all your pantry. I get the most amazing coconut milk. It is a really beautiful you turn me on to that one.
Yeah. As somebody who's married to an Asian who eats an awful lot of coconut milk, I've tried many different sorts, and I have to say that the one that we sell is by far and away the best one.
It is. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
And none of those horrible metabisulfates that you get in some of the other coconut milks.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, I noticed, talking about chains, I won't mention it on air, but M&S and Tesco, I think, M&S put guar. Gum or guar gum in theirs.
Yes, it's to make it thick because they haven't put enough of the coconut cream in.
Awful. And Tesco also adds something, I can't remember, a starch or something. Horrid. And yours is pure.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thank you for that.
I get very
thank
uppity.
Thank you for getting me sued. Thank you.
That's
very
that.
Kind
but
of
it's true. I get very uppity when companies
Obviously.
Put stuff in that you don't expect to be in.
Mm.
Like sugar in
that's everything,
chicken
isn't it?
Breast.
Yeah, well, that's everything, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, buy a chicken breast, listener, and you'll see it will probably have brown sugar in it, milk in it.
Mm.
What was it I bought the other day? I bought some seaweed snacks, thinking that
some
would be healthy.
Seaweed snacks.
Yeah, because it's really good for
she
thyroid.
Pops you live on the beach, Jules. You just pop out and have a mouthful of seaweed off the beach.
We've got sewage on our beach, haven't we? You cannot pick mussels.
Well, you don't want that.
Lemoul. We cannot pick lemoul. But, so I bought a seaweed snack and it had milk in it. Why would they ever put milk in seaweed snack?
I don't know.
How much seaweed was in it?
When How much seaweed?
Did it say on the packaging?
Je ne sais pas.
No.
No. Zut alors.
Mange too.
No, me.
Thank you for that, Jules. That was really
Let's
informative.
Talk to a real Frenchman.
Yeah. We are in a moment. We're gonna talk to Francois in just a couple of moments. I want to try and catch up with some of the tweets and emails though, because we have got a bazillion of them. Dandelion Time UK have tweeted us. Could we have a shout out, please? Our quiz night on the 9th of March at Coxheath Village Hall. Tickets available on our website. dandeliontime.org.uk. Thank you so much. And a special thanks to Cook Foods, who will be providing Fab Supper. Dandelion Time, for those that don't know, is a residential charity based just outside Maidstone at East Farley. Fantastic place. Do absolutely brilliant work with children with from a problem backgrounds, basically, let's leave it at that. But they do fabulous work, Dandelion Time, and their quiz night is on the 9th of March. So do follow them. Dandelion Time UK is their Twitter handle, or their website, dandeliontime.org.uk. Thank you, Jules.
Right, so Liz has put a tissue on my reading thing, but she's trying to thwart me, I think, today. First aid at work, there's a 3-day workshop. It'll be the, what's the date today?
6th of February.
Okay, so.
As I think I mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah, you may have done. So the 7th of February, it's £225 per person plus VAT. You can also get a dedicated course, which will come to your premises. For up to 12 people, and this costs only £1,275 plus VAT. You can also get which is coming up on the 7th and 8th of March, a first aid at work requalification, which is a 2-day course, and that's £170 per person plus VAT. And this is from Jeremy Hinchcliffe, who's the director of the first aid team. You can find him on thefirstaidteam.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. I've had a tweet from the great folks at Street Soccer CIC. Now, Street Soccer is a local charity using football as a focal point for helping homeless people and other disadvantaged young people. And they've sent me a tweet and they say, "Hi, Paul, please can you help us win £200,000 to change the lives of homeless and vulnerable young people? Would you please vote for Street Soccer Foundation?" And it's in a Persimmon Homes competition to allocate £200,000 to whoever gets the most votes. And they're all sporting charities. Yeah.
Sounds really good, that one.
We're the only charity selected in the whole of Kent and the South East who stand a chance of winning. Now, there is a link, which I can't read because it's been shortened. So you can follow Street Soccer CIC. That's their Twitter handle. And let me see if I can get the link up. The link is persimmonhomes.com/healthycommunities. So that's persimmonhomes.com/healthycommunities. And you can put your vote in there. Follow Street Soccer. Follow them anyway, because they're doing great stuff. So do give them a follow, and then you'll also be able to find the link and click on the link. And that's Street Soccer CIC. And that's the fabulous Keith Mabbott, who's the chief executive and runs that charity. So thank you for that. And he's also followed that up with another tweet. He says, "The winner is selected by a public vote. We have 6 weeks to get as many votes as possible. People can vote every day, and you can vote on multiple devices. No need to input any details. You just vote by going to Persimmon Homes."
And the lovely Stopwatch Hospitality, aside from having fabulous pictures of me with my Lotus Turbo, have said, "Have you ever seen a VW Golf do the ski jump? It's number 7 in our hashtag Winter Olympics video. If you fancy watching live motorsport, we have coming up truck racing, touring cars, superbikes, British GT." What's GT stand for?
Grand Touring.
Grand Turismo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was gin and tonic.
No, it's Grand Touring. They're kind of sports car. I used to compete in GTs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, when you were young?
No. When I was middle-aged.
Oh, okay. Not so long ago. Okay, so there is a video there. So have a look on their Stopwatch Hospitality. It's Stopwatch Suites, S-U-I-T-E-S. Follow them and you'll see all these amazing videos. You might also see a photo of me when I was
young. Absolutely. And you ought to go along to Stopwatch Hospitality as well. They've got fantastic resources at Brands Hatch. And I think sorry if I got this wrong, Paul. I think you got a place at Silverstone as well.
Yeah.
But I've only been to the one at Brands Hatch. Brilliant, brilliant
day. Well,
you were
surrounded by women, as I
Don't go there. And I was just about to say, I'm eternally grateful to Paul that he hasn't posted the picture of me with the grid girls that he has in his possession.
I've got that.
I know you've got that, but so has he.
Pictures.
Yeah.
You were surrounded and you looked probably the happiest I've ever seen you.
I'm making no comment whatsoever.
Yes, you were a happy man. ZC Live, have you done this one? The one day social media and digital event, Friday 1st of June?
I have.
Shall I not read that?
No, do it again. Why not?
We love her. Mm. She's just been on the telly, you know.
Yes, she has.
Again.
Yeah.
Friday 1st of June, it's the one day social media and digital event. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing business. Your online presence, be a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, how to increase your leads. That's the 1st of June, 8:30 till 4, and it's free to attend.
Fantastic. Kate Doyle of Fuebox World has been on. Be brave enough to start a conversation that matters today. Fuebox World UK, question, what is the best feedback you've ever received from a client customer? Fuelbox is a fantastic idea. It's a box of questions which is used to elicit and start a conversation, and we've tried it a couple of times and it's been really brilliant. And you can get different boxes of questions for different scenarios.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, sounds like a party game.
Yeah, well, it can be. A lot of it's used in leadership training, so there's, you know, leadership and customer service boxes. There is a relationship box as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well.
And there is a sexual preferences box too. Apparently, allegedly, I've not participated in that.
I should hope not.
Yeah.
I tried to do some skullduggery with the Slope-Off on Friday last Thursday, which was Slope-Off Friday or last Thursday special. And we had three separate tables. So I set each table, you know, some tasks to do because I wasn't in charge of the whole huge table like I am normally. There were 25 of us. And Martin White and Rebecca Nutt's table were very rebellious. And they gave me their crib sheet at the end, and it just said, Martin talked a load of crap and drank too much or something. That was their crib sheet. So I was very cross with them. Andrew Knott's table was very, very diligent, I must say. And it was great. We had about 8 new businesses that came along. So it was very good. Next one is always the first Friday of the month. And you can follow them on at Slope Off Friday. Weston Hanger Castle, I've got a tour. I'm very excited about this. You can learn about the history of this 1,000-year-old castle and the families who lived here, the mystery and intrigue which surrounds Rosamond's Tower, the architectural beauty of the Dovecot, and see the replica of the ship Discovery. You can wander through the 14 acres of gardens and land and enjoy the tranquility of a bygone era. Guided tours are by pre-arrangement. As an adult, it just costs £9.50. Children under 5 are free, and over 5 is £6. A family of 2 adults and up to 3 children is £28. To book, please email tours, T-O-U-R-S, at westernhangercastle.co.uk, or as a phone number, which is 01-303-261-068. I want to do that. That sounds really, really lovely. I had a lovely time sitting on their lawn once having champagne when it was my birthday.
I remember that.
Weston Hanger. It was very nice.
I remember that. You blagged that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Because you turned up unannounced. Now, I remember you turned up unannounced and went, it's my birthday. Yeah. And Sarah then got you out a bottle of champagne
she
for you to have
one
with your...
open to me with Rebecca.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else was I with? I was with someone else. And when we all went to the little restaurant in Hythe somewhere or other, Jeff Kipps, who's now... That's another one that's bitten the dust. And his food was superb.
Yeah, yeah.
Chef Jeff Kipps.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the name of that little hamlet, but it was lovely, lovely. But yeah, it was great.
Sea Salter it was in, wasn't it? Didn't you go to Sea Salter? Wasn't his restaurant there?
No, Sea Salter's near me. It was definitely out Western Hanger way.
Yeah, yeah, no. There's a place. No, because Sea Salter Castle's at Western Hanger.
We'll have to argue about this off air, Paul. Yeah.
Now, there is a Sea Salter near you, but there? I think there's a Sea Salter near Hythe as well. And I'm fairly sure Jeff Kipp's restaurant was there, but I might be wrong.
Well, you are wrong, because there was a little hotel opposite, and his restaurant was there. And I did wine tasting. I took Ken Lloyd with me, my friend, and Nina came. By the way, there's a brand new festival. Did you know?
Oh, you're going to carry on with another one,
are you? Yeah, good work.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I want to talk to Francois.
Black Deer. Mm. Shall I tell you now?
Complete? No.
It's ever so quick.
Go on then.
Please do.
I might as well. I've started now.
You started, so you finish. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Brand new festival, Paul Andrews. It's called Black Deer.
Saltwood. Sorry. It's... Not Sea Salter. Saltwood.
Yeah, Saltwood.
Yeah, that's
on the green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saltwood on the green.
Yeah, I told
Jeff
you.
Kipp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Saltwood.
Now you're right.
Yeah, thank you.
Before you were wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Love it when his memory actually works. Keep taking that fish oil. Taking place. It's very important at your age.
Just get on with it.
Black Deer Festival taking place at Eridge Park near Tunbridge Wells. It's a celebration of Americana and country. I'd love this. Iron and Wine and Passenger announced as Black Deer's first headliners. Well, Fiddly D. Legendary artists, authentic food, smoky whiskies, custom bikes, and so much more. It's on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of June. You can go to blackdeerfestival.com/tickets. I'm going to go to that. Sounds amazing.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Laura Lawrence, and she says, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin. She actually mentioned you.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm listening to the Business Bunker on my new Amazon Echo, which arrived just 20 minutes ago. You're sounding loud and clear. I love gadgets, he says. Catch the community show live this Thursday at 10 a.m.
Was that from Laura?
Laura, yeah.
Laura Burton, yeah. Lawrence, yeah. Because I had to change my Amazon Echo's name from Alexa because my son Josh is going out with someone called Alexa.
That could be awkward.
It was very awkward. We were there at Christmas. We're going, Alexa, do this. Alexa, do this. And it just got really embarrassing.
So what have you changed it to?
Echo. You can't call it what you want. I wanted to call it Butler.
All right, Butler.
But you can't. You have
oi boy, yeah. Garçon.
Garçon would garçon. Be lovely. Yeah. Oui. That's very rude.
And on
Talking of garçon,
shall we introduce our best garçon?
Oui.
Yeah.
Oui, a little coq au vin.
Sorry about this, Francois. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show for the very first time.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Francois Renier. Yeah. Francois, thank you so much for joining us.
For putting up with our faux friend.
We have been terrorizing him all morning with our stupid French accents.
Je suis désolé.
We did a French accent competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
We won, haven't we?
The worst French accent ever.
Je suis désolé.
Yeah. You win the Mange 2 award for the worst French accent ever produced. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that silly nonsense. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Francois. Why don't you kick off by telling us about your business, Acacia, and what it is you do, and then we've got loads of interesting things to talk to you about.
Yes, great. My business is called Acacia. We are a boutique consultancy in marketing and branding. We're based in Rochester, but we're lucky enough to work in France, in Belgium. I mean, my background was working in big advertising agencies. So I work all over Europe, and we work in the UK and Europe.
Fantastic. And how long has your business been going?
Been going for 7 years now.
All right, okay. Yeah. That's cool. So I've got to ask you, because there's no flies on us. We noticed that you're not from around these parts originally. So how long have you been in the UK?
I've been in the UK since 1994. Yes.
Well, a long time.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't planning to stay, but I loved it, and I stayed.
Okay.
What do you love about it when you can live somewhere like gorgeous, like, you know, Monton or Joanne Le Pen or somewhere gorgeous?
Yeah,
Antibes.
No, I'm often in this part of the world as well. So I'm from the south of France originally, but I had the opportunity to come and study for a degree in design in the UK.
And where did you study?
I studied graphic design and typography, and I loved it. You know, really being in London opens you to the rest of the world.
And you studied at the London?
I studied at the London College of Printing.
In
Elephant and Castle.
South London, right? Yeah. That's where I'm from.
And it was a fantastic experience because as soon as you arrive in London, after a few weeks, you meet people from all over the world. I still have friends. I met them in Japan, Malaysia, all over the world.
Right.
I mean, really, you open yourself to the world. And I just love the freedom and creativity you find in London. Yeah.
So do you find in, for example, if you were in Paris, at the equivalent city, you wouldn't have that freedom and creativity?
Well, I can talk from experience because I lived and studied for 3 years in Paris before coming to London, and the experience was completely different. I mean, Paris is, when I was there, I was mainly surrounded by French people and French nationals, and I think London really, you know, it's so international.
Do you feel London is more cosmopolitan than Paris?
I mean, Paris is extremely cosmopolitan as well, but in London, what I like, it's so easy to connect with other, you know, nationality, cultures. I mean, obviously, I was studying there, and I was studying creative arts. I had friends studying fine art, fashion. I was going to a club. I met Alexander McQueen when he was at the height of his career. I had a beer with him because, you know, he was just being friendly. Yes, I mean, it's amazing who you meet. If you bring yourself out there, and if you try to discover new things, and especially in the creative field, I mean, I'm still in touch with some of my friends I met, you know, more than 25 years ago. Some of them are back in their home countries, in Germany, in Japan, in Malaysia, all over the world. And we all communicate in English. And yeah, I mean, it has been a great experience. It's probably the best decision I made. And obviously, I'm born in the south of France, in a very sunny part, in the French Riviera, and that's where I spent my childhood. And people always get very surprised when I say
that you've come to Rochester to live.
but I have to say, Kent is a wonderful place to live in as well, because I really love living in London, especially when I was young, single, and free. You know, you can go out every night. I tried, you know, the heaven. I tried Fabric, you know, the best place. But I mean, once you start a family and, you know, Kent is wonderful. It's very green. It's lots of history. I love history. There's lots of places to see and lovely people to work with.
And we're handy for France as well.
And as well, you know, around the corner from France and around the corner from London, because, you know, if you go to Ipswich, you're 15 minutes away from King's Cross. So, yeah, I still have a few clients in London and I'm there like once a week. So, yes.
I once did something. I didn't particularly plan to do this, but I managed to pull it off. I once had lunch in Paris and dinner in London on the same day.
Oh, how very cosmopolitan.
That's cosmopolitan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Eurostar. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How many calories was that then?
Oh, God knows.
Which was the best lunch?
Well, I only had one lunch.
Which was the best meal? If you're going to split hairs.
Yeah. No, I didn't have hair. I don't remember what I had, actually.
Okay.
I had lunch in Fougères and Avenue Georges V in Paris.
Mm.
That was quite nice.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I had
Good
dinner
address.
In London. Yeah.
Good address.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool. bad. Mm. Avenue Georges V, I think we'd call it.
Oh, sorry.
Georges V.
Yeah. I have to say Jules French is really, really good.
Yeah.
What do you think of Paul's?
Yeah, no, don't go there.
I think if I spent longer with Francois, I would be almost fluent.
Spent longer with Francois, he'd end up strangling you because you're a nuisance.
Le mot les frites.
So, anyway, back to the business, Francois.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So you're heavily involved in creative design, and you do work all over the world, really.
I mean, in my previous life, when I was working in big agencies, I worked really all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, now with Acacia, we've been lucky enough to work in France. We worked in Belgium.
Right.
We've been involved in several bilingual projects.
Right.
And we help really ambitious SME, I would say, grow their reputation and the client base by really giving them a lot of exposure. And obviously, it's a big word out there, but you have to get out and build a reputation. So, for example, one of our clients is the International Association of Bookkeepers.
Mm.
They're in 60 countries. We've got 10,000 members worldwide, and we've been doing massive branding exercise with them in the last couple of years and really get their reputation across and getting as much exposure as possible.
Right. Okay. Cool. Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk about with
yes,
you today,
please.
And we've got a couple of things that we want to talk about, and we're also going to introduce a bit of a competition later as well. But you've got a couple of things coming up that you're involved in, one in February to start with. So start off by telling us about that, what you've got coming up.
Yes. I mean, we've got a couple of events, and I thought we might give some free tickets to your listener if you're interested. And we've got basically there's two events that are quite different. The first event is on the 28th of February, which is a Wednesday in the morning. It's in the Maidstone Business Terrace. If you haven't been to the Maidstone Business Terrace, you need to go because it's a very nice location. And it's come from the frustration of saying that, shall I say the B word? The B word? The Brexit word?
Yep.
Following Brexit, there's a lot of anxiety among Kent SMEs about what's going to happen.
Yep.
And obviously, I won't pretend to say that I know what's going to happen, but two things are certain. First, things are going to change. And secondly, things probably won't get any easier in trading with Europe. Yeah. Yep. And over the last more than 20 years, you know, I had the pleasure to work for big brand like Mercedes-Benz, and I was involved in photo shoot in Germany, in Switzerland, in Sweden, all this. And I was working as part of an international team. And it is really an open door, you know. And for me, it's really strange when I see British business saying, oh, you know, we work in Australia, we work in New Zealand, but we can't really work in France. And I say, why is that? I said, well, we don't really speak the language and all this. Because for what I know, there's a massive demand for British goods. You know, I mean, you've traveled, Paul, you've been to France, and, you know, we love anything British.
Yeah.
Everything with a bit of style and history. And British creativity is the reason that I'm here.
Mm.
The reason when more than 25 years ago I came to the UK is because, as I'm sure you know, the best designers, some of the best fashion designers, they are British, and the creative industry in the UK is worth billion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really, really a fantastic place. So This event on the 28th of February in the Maidstone Business Terrace. It's called Growing Your Business in France. Tickets are on sale in Eventbrite. It's only £10. And it's still about really showing can businesses all the opportunities that are out there at the moment right now to actually find clients in France. I'm sure you know we've got a new president. I mean, he's been here for a year.
Macron.
And he's really proactive in encouraging foreign businesses, you know, trading in France. And the view we got of Brexit in France is that I read the French media, we hardly talk about Brexit. We just want to do more business with, you know, our neighbors in the UK. We love British businesses.
That's so positive.
And, I think that there's so much negativity and anxiety about Brexit. And basically, what I want to, come across is that it's quite easy for a business which is quite successful in the UK or in Kent to find business in France and clients in France because the market is quite similar. If you've got a sound business in the UK, you've got a product that the French market will like.
Absolutely. It's really interesting. I don't know if you know, if you're aware of this, 86% of UK businesses don't do any business anywhere other than the UK. Yeah?
Right.
86%. So only 14% of UK businesses trade overseas in anywhere.
Okay.
Which is a startling statistic when you think about it, isn't it? The fact is that there's huge markets to be got at.
Yes.
You know, if you're running a business here, trading overseas is not difficult. There's lots of help. And I'm sure you're going to talk about this at your event, Francois. The Department of International Trade... I keep tripping over because they change their names every 10 minutes. It used to be the DTTI, but now it's the DIT. Yeah, now it's the DIT. They are very heavily involved in helping businesses to expand overseas. And France and Belgium are both big potential markets for UK companies in Kent, especially because of the proximity. It's only over there. It's only 25 miles away.
Basically, you could very easily have three client meeting in France in the same day and be back home in the evening.
Yeah.
You could have lunch in Paris and dinner in London.
And one thing as well, which is really important to understand about exporting, is that people instead of exporting is like moving box across the border. But actually, the biggest export for British economy are services. So whatever you do, most businesses, you know, successful business in the UK should really consider, you know, exporting or trading or finding strategic partner abroad.
Yep.
And the beauty about France is next door. So it's really the gateway to Europe. Mm. And it's a very great way to test your product or your services and later on move to Germany or, you know, over your foreign country. Two piece of data which I found quite interesting. DIT, you know, they have access to a lot of research. They found out, like, businesses who trade across more than one market are 11% less likely to go bust when there is a recession.
Yeah.
And that businesses, when we export, over the first 3 years of exporting, the productivity has increased by 10%.
All right.
So it is really great, great thing to consider.
Yep, absolutely. And we must consider that and think about it. And, you know, it's like a lot of things, isn't it? It always feels difficult before you know how to do it. You know, people look at it and they go, oh, they speak funny over there and I don't know if I can, you know, do what I do. But the fact is, once you, there's loads of help available.
Definitely.
And lots of it is free, you know, from the government to help you, export. And there's lots of people around like Francois that can help you. So why not at least look and see, because you've got a potential huge market there. The population of France is roughly the same as the UK, is it? About 60, 70 million?
Yeah, around the same.
They've just got more land.
They've just got more space,
But then you've got lots of French people living in the UK now.
Yeah, absolutely, so Well, that's why all the French people live here. No, but I was thinking of market size. So it's a very similar market size to the UK. And as Francois quite rightly said, it's a very similar market, full stop. You know, same product, same kind of services, same kind of similar culture and the kind of things that people are interested in.
And I think what I found is that, you know, obviously when Brexit was triggered, you know, there was a lot of a wait-and-see attitude, which I think obviously is rightful because, you know, for the next 12 months, nobody knows what's going to happen. But now we've got a transition period.
Which
apparently is going to be 2 years, but probably will be more. So now is the time to do it while the door is wide open. Really.
Yeah. Without getting into the politics of it all, for me, the big thing, I just ignore all that because for me, you buy and sell stuff. You know, trade is about buyers and sellers. It's about you having a product or service that somebody else is going to buy. And no matter what things people put in your way, if there's a market for something, you'll sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the only two places we can't sell anything is North Korea and Cuba, and that's because they're both banned by the UN. But you can trade anywhere in the world. Okay, you know, there might be non-tariff bans, or there might non-tariff barriers, and there might be tariff barriers under World Trade Organization rules. But if you've got a product and somebody wants to buy it, you can sell it. I don't do a lot of overseas trade because my businesses are all locally focused, but I have one business that has customers in Canada, Brazil, Japan, and Spain. And it's a service business, so we do businesses there. And there are different rules for all the places you do business, but hey, you just live with the rules and trade. So absolutely. So that's taking place on the 28th of February at the Business Terrace in Maidstone.
Yes, and I thought we're going to have a little competition and put some tickets away.
Yeah.
I think Paul, you came up with a great idea as to how we could select the winners. We
just
two tickets to give away. And if you can also book tickets on Eventbrite. So if you type growing your business in France in Eventbrite, you will find our event. So I think you've got a little Twitter competition
for us. So we're going to do a little Twitter competition for some free tickets. What we'd like to know from you is where in France would you like to do business and why? So if you could tweet that, and you can tweet that with the hashtag BeBunker, and you can tweet it to Acacia Ideas, is your Twitter handle? Acacia Ideas, or to Business Bunker, and use the hashtag BeBunker. So tweet your answer, where in France would you like to do business? We will then, what should we do? About a week. On next week's show.
We've got till the 28th of Feb, so.
Jude's already tweeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
On next week's show, we'll pick a winner. Yeah.
So the question is, where in France
would you like to do business and why?
Would you most like to do business and why?
So we want the most interesting answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't just pick the most exotic place you can think of and then go, yeah, I'd like to do business there. Because wouldn't we all? You've got to tell us why you'd like to do business as well.
There's a little tie in here because Farmer Guy Watson of Riverford, they actually have some organic farms, don't they? Where are they, Liz?
Yeah, we have an organic farm in the Vendée.
Oh, lovely place.
Mm. Yes. Yes. And what do you provide from there for the veg boxes in Kent?
So the idea behind the Vendée farm is that you get the jump on the UK season. So they're about 3 to 4 weeks ahead of the UK season, helping to bridge that hungry gap that is traditionally in the UK, sort of March to early May time. But the main thing that really taken off in the Vendée are the tomatillos.
Your
Mexican green salsa. They just went crazy.
So I would think, Francois, that food businesses would go very well across Transmarche.
Definitely. We love everything which is exotic in terms of food in France, and we can't have enough of new things to try. Really.
Do you know you can't have enough of Kentish cheese? I think it was Albert Roux, one of the really famous chefs, said that he preferred Kentish cheese to French cheese. Wow, what a statement. I'll find out who it was.
She's trying to start trouble now, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's
trying I'll let you know after the show.
Well, I mean, I tried a few Kentish cheese and they're really nice.
They are.
And, you can't have too many cheese, that's what I would say.
Because, so the Frenchman,
Yes, with for dessert, for a starter, for wine. But your food business is definitely something we should consider. As well, life sciences business. As you know, there's lots of life science businesses in Kent. There's around 160 of them. And sometimes, doing business abroad, of course, sometimes about finding a client, but sometimes about finding a strategic partner, somebody you can collaborate on a project. By the nature of what they do, life science business, so, business very specialized. The market is in Kent, the market is in the UK, the market is international. And sooner or later, we'll have to find a patent, we'll have to find a research partner that costs millions.
Yep.
And, maybe it's worth looking outside your own borders.
Absolutely.
Give us a quick little story of how you've helped someone recently?
Yes. I mean, what I've been doing lately, we're talking to a company, they do activated carbon. Activated carbon or active carbon.
Active carbon.
Yeah. And, you can do pills for digestion for it. You can use it to purify water.
Yeah, for lots of things. Yep, yep.
So we're in discussion with them because it's a very versatile product and they got it to a very high level of purity. Basically, it's olive oil you can eat and everything. And they can source it in large or smaller quantity. And what we believe is that there's probably a market in for this product in France, because in France, what's the difference between France and the UK? For example, you go to the chemist, you get a prescription from your chemist, and you go to a chemist shop in the UK. Whereas, you know, if you want to buy beauty product, like a bit vanity product, I would say you go to a different shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in the UK, you just go to Boots
and
to
get
buy
everything.
Your prescription, and then you buy, you know, soft drinks and other things that made you sick in the first place.
So, they've got the market nailed at both ends. Yeah.
So what we found about this product is that a company like L'Oreal, for example, use this product a lot for a certain cream and beauty product, but they buy it by the ton. But since, you know, there's, as well as cheese, there's never enough beauty product in France, you'll find like smaller businesses in France, creating cream or, you know, small production. They can't buy this product by the ton. They might buy only 50 kilo, 20 kilo, or it might change depending on the season. So we're trying to connect this business with them, you know, with this kind of small beauty product producer in France. And that's what we do. So we offer very boutique services. We help businesses, basically. We're not in a position they can commission, you know, the big consultancy firm who have office all over the world and charge them, you know, 15 grand a month to do everything. So really help them to find qualified lead and have meaningful conversation. But as well, we don't leave them once they find a client. We attend meeting with them, we facilitate the meeting, and we help with the life post contract, which is really important because, as I'm sure you know, sometimes cultural difference or something that might have been not noticed at the beginning, 6 months later has massive consequences. And you thought I said one thing, I thought you said another thing, and then realize we agreed on completely different things.
And even naming a product, you know, culturally, like you say, the difference is you can name something in one country, it sounds fantastic, but then you go to another country and it's quite rude.
Yes, I came across this a lot.
I mean,
companies who have product and they love the name, and I thought, are you sure this is going to work
it
for a French-speaking market? I said, well, yeah, I mean, are you really sure? And then, you know, we deconstruct it, and I was, oh, yes. And I said, if I was saying similar, you know, if I was doing an analogy, having a similar name for a British market, what would you think? I said, oh, yes, I wouldn't buy that. Yes, so that's where we help, really.
Fantastic. So you've got another event in April.
Yes, this event is slightly different because Acacia, we work with quite big business. We're lucky enough to work with Boots, with Deloitte and things like this. We work as well with high growth SME, Cannes-based SME. As you know the SMEs in Cannes very well, Paul. And some of them are really aggressive in terms of target. I don't know if they want to move. And for each stage where you really need to bring your business to the next level, you know, in the growth of the business life cycle after 5 years or a certain level of turnover. And that's where, you know, your branding, your marketing, your digital media becomes really important. So Acacia, a joint force, I'm pleased to say, with Sleeping Giant Media.
Okay, Luke and the team.
Luke was a quilter, was a fantastic speaker, and German Solicitors, who was one of the fastest growing solicitor firm in Kent.
Yeah.
So we're holding an event on the 26th of April,
right,
still in Maidstone, still at the Business Terrace, which is a fantastic location. And the theme of this event is accelerate your growth. And it's really about taking your business to the next level. As I'm sure you know, many businesses are a bit confused about digital marketing and the digital world.
Without a doubt,
So Sleeping Giant, really, they're really good at helping businesses getting return investment on their digital investment, be it search or social media. So they really help businesses succeed in that area. And German Solicitor, they cover all aspects of legal services.
Right.
And as well, they're locally funded, but they're globally connected. You know, they work all over the world. So they really can support your business in growing, because as you know, the legal aspect of a business is a backbone, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's good to have a legal partner who can help you grow your business where you are.
It's a massive issue for small businesses.
Yes.
Is once you've got yourself established and you're kind of there and ready to go, it's how you take it to the next level.
Mm.
It's a really difficult one, especially in the food and produce business when you move from a kitchen table to a production facility. So that ability to grow is one of the hardest things to do. It's hard enough starting a business, but scaling it up is harder. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what we found. And obviously with Acacia, we can really help them define their brand proposition and find bigger and better customer. Finding growing a business often is not about getting more customer or more client. It's about getting more profitable ones, you know, and more
right
interesting
client
ones.
Yeah.
And you're becoming more choosy about who you work with. So this event is on the 26th of April at the Business Terrace in Maidstone at 2 o'clock. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. They went live just 1 hour before the show. So if you go to Eventbrite and if you type accelerate your growth, tickets are on sale. Isabel Baffo, we might as well a couple of free tickets to your listener. So I don't know what you would like to ask them as a question, Paul.
Oh, so you've got two tickets for this as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so we've got to think of a question for that. Oh, okay.
Legal beagles. Think of the best legal advice that you could have for your small business would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Yeah. By how much would you like to grow your business this year?
Yeah, okay. Ah, good one. Yeah.
Good one.
How much would you like to grow your business? By how much would you like to grow your business? So percentage terms. So
there's one for
would you like to grow 10%, 20%, 30%, 100%, 1,000%? And why?
And why?
Yeah.
And there's one for anyone that wanted the Riverford franchisee. How much are they going to grow at the Riverford business?
Oh, they grow lots. They grow carrots and beans and all kinds of things.
You're so on the
ball. I got told off earlier for being slow with the Beatles thing.
I didn't go jump in quick enough for that one.
No, but she got the Beatles one now.
I thought women quite liked men when they were slow. There's a song about it. Slow Hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good song.
We're kind of running out of time, and I want to finish off talking with Francois. What we'll do is we'll organise those two competitions, and we'll pump them out on our social media platforms. We'll also put a link to both of your events on the radio website.
Oh, that'll be great. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll put a link to both of the events on the website with the booking links and all the rest of it, and we'll put all that up. That's not a problem. We shall do that. But for a moment, Francois, if people want to find out about you and Acacia, what's the best way to do that? What's your website?
You can go on our website, acaciauk.net. We're also on Twitter, acaciaideas. That's our Twitter handle. And we're based in Rochester in the Innovation Center.
Yep.
So really we're at the center of Kent. So that's where you can find us. Yes.
Fantastic. So check them out on the website. There is a link already on the Kent Business Radio website to Francois's website, company website, acacia.net. We'll put up the competition details.
Acaciauk.net.
Yeah. Acacia.net.
AcaciaUK.net.
AcaciaUK. I forgot the UK bit, didn't I? Yeah. AcaciaUK.net. But the proper link's on there anyway. And I know it works. I tried it.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, no, that's a pleasure. It's lovely to see you, Francois. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And I'm certainly going to come along to at least, the Trading in France event.
It would be wonderful to have you there.
Yeah, no, I shall book my tickets later. I shall come along to, the February 20th. I might enter the competition, see if I can get a free one. Oh, no, I'm the judge. So I'll see you there. But for the moment, Francois Ranier, Acacia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks again.
We've fast run out of time. We've got loads of things. We've still got loads of tweets coming in, loads of things to read. I want to do a couple of tweets that I've got here.
Yeah, Twitter's gone mad.
Yeah, again. Tracy Ferguson, Tazzy64 on the Twitter. Hi, Paul and Jules. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for our kids' creative workshops? On Monday and Tuesday next week, that'll be half term, won't it?
Yeah.
For Swale City born 8 to 11 year olds, we explore through drama, film, that we are all unique and talented, and that we talk about our strengths and that it's okay to be different. And the sponsor of this is Optivo Homes, OptivoHomes, Optivo Homes, are sponsoring this event. And it's taking place, as I say, Swale in City born. To find out all the details, the best thing to do is to follow Tracy on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Tazzy, T-A-Z-I-6-4, Tazzy-6-4. Give her a follow, find out about the kids' event during half term in Swale. I've had a tweet also, where's it gone? Whoops, can't find it. I'll find it in a second.
Had a tweet from New Appointments Group.
That's what I was looking for.
Afternoon, yeah, well, Paul and Jules. Loving the show as always. Look at what I found in our archives. One of our very first adverts from 1975.
Blimey.
Still very much on message. And it says that the success of a business depends on the quality of people you employ.
Oh, fantastic. 75, eh?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was 40-odd years ago, wasn't it?
And Neville Gaunt, the lovely Neville Gaunt, says she's got an ology about Liz.
Yeah.
A Riverford Liz.
We've also had a tweet from Athel Bray. Vanilla Web Business Bunker, can we have a shout-out, please, for our next half-day mental health workshop on the 15th of March at Brands Hatch Place, 9.30 to 12.30, £149 per person, and reduced rates for charities or if you've multiple delegates attending. Thank you so much, and it's still so important. It absolutely is. do follow them on the Twitter and find out about this mental health workshop day. That's Athelbrae Limited, Athelbrae Ltd is their Twitter handle.
And Mark Goldfinch, Drive Your Mark, says, loving the internationalism on today's show. No doubt he said that in Arabic. Mm-hmm. He says, really, really good. And he's put a little map of France and Kent joining in
it. I just saw it. It looks really nice.
Lovely. Très joli.
Absolutely. Do you want to read another email? Because I want
to
find a tweet that I missed earlier. Martin, oh, blimey, I've just seen a picture of you.
Martin, me?
Yeah, just seen a picture of you plié-ing.
Plié-ing?
Yeah, I think that's what you're doing.
What, the yoga?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's years ago. That was last Thursday.
Oh, blimey.
Surely that hasn't just come up. Why they made me do, they wanted me to do the downward dog and I refused. I think I did do a downward dog. That's Martin, isn't it? Martin White egging me on. Martin White says, Brinksit is the new Brexit.
Oh, he's invented this. He's invented it.
What does
he's
it
been
mean?
Pushing it, neither in nor out.
All right, yeah, okay. Bit like a belly button, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's a workshop at Churchill Square Business Centre in Kings Hill in West Malling. Did I say it right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a risk. You can go onto a website, which I'll read you in a minute, so get your pen ready. It's Wednesday the 7th of March, listener. It's 1:30 to 4:30. It's £95 plus VAT. And it's how to write sales quotations and tenders that convert. So you go to www.masterclasseskent.co.uk. That's masterclasseskent.co.uk. And it's Wednesday the 7th of March, 1:30 to 4:30, Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill, West Malling.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about an event I'm involved in, if I may.
Yes.
I ran one of these last year and it was incredibly successful. It's a free event. And I was really pleased with and proud of the businesses in Kent that came along because I thought it was really good. And we're running another one this year. I'm running it in conjunction with the Kent Supported Employment Group, and it's taking place on March the 16th. And it's at 9:30, and it's at County Hall in Maidstone. It's a totally free event, and what we're doing is we're looking for employers to join us at the free event to find out how you can recruit, retain, and develop people with disabilities. And that's all kinds of disabilities. It's not just physical disabilities, people with mental issues, mental health issues as well, autism and all kinds of things. Last year, we had a number of employers that had already employed people with disabilities. And we also had the workers themselves that needed the support who came along and did presentations about what they did. And it was a real eye-opener about the talent that exists out there and how easy it is to employ people like that and how much support there is for special equipment that you may need. There's a fear amongst small businesses that if you hire someone with a disability, it's going to cost you a fortune with, you know, disabled lifts and ramps and all that. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Kent Supported Employment Group are there to help you employ anyone that you need to employ. And I just want to say we introduced a number of employers to this last year, and one of them hired people with some disabilities, and two of those people won National Customer Service Awards last year.
Well done.
That's very impressive.
Which is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So March the 16th, come along. If you're not there, I'm going to come and find you and drag you there, okay? I want employers to come along and hear the story. You don't have to do anything. Just come along and hear. Listen to what's got to be said about employing people with supported needs.
And where is it?
County Hall. Yeah, it's a really nice County Hall in the middle of Maidstone on March the 19th from 9:30 until 12:30. So it's only a morning, totally free, no costs involved. Be there. Thank you.
Well, I was thinking about the hospitality industry who are crying out for staff. They cannot find chefs, hospitality students, sous chefs, you know, just desperate.
Yeah, absolutely. On that note, though, Deason's have got a few spare at the moment.
Well, I was a bit nasty because the Marine Hotel near me were tweeting Deason saying, you know, we'll have your staff. Mm. And I said, but you're a chain because they're Shep Neame, which is probably a bit rude of me. But, you know, if you go to the Shep Neame, I'm afraid the sauce is the same. They're bought in. good chefs don't want to cook in places like that. Mm. They wanted to create their own dishes.
Yep.
So I was a little bit
You're on a right roll today, aren't you?
I've had a chest infection. It makes me a bit curmudgeon-y.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Especially the person that gave it to me, who should not be mentioned.
And who was that?
I think it was my cleaner, because she came round. She came round and said, oh, I'm really ill, I'm sweating, feel me. And she's like, and I said, I don't want to feel you. I said, go home, you know. And she's like, I need the money. And I said, well, just come back another time, you know. Oh, and then I got it. Andrews. It wasn't my new husband, because he was away in America.
So I thought you were going to blame it on Gavin.
No, well, he has got it as well. I think everybody's got it, apparently. Mm.
By George, he's got it.
Yeah. Mm. But there you are. My immune system is not known for being robust, I'm afraid.
Well, obviously.
But I've been a real trooper. Mm. Look, you'd hardly know.
Absolutely. Right, I've got loads of messages still, and we're almost at the end of the show, so we need to get through these.
I will say, I'll tell you a very quick antidote, though. I was at McNaid's, and I went to get some of their porchetta, and they hadn't got any. And I said, oh, is this because of Christmas? It was about the third week in January. And they said, no, it's because we had migrants were in the lorry coming across from Calais, and we can't serve the food because they've obviously been going to the loo in the lorry. So that was very interesting.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Can I read my email now before we finish? Would you be able to give us a shout out for a couple of events, please? We got Chinese New Year networking on the 16th of February from 12 PM lunchtime. It's £10 a person. Join us for this networking event with a twist to help support the We Are Beams Dragons Retreat. Your ticket includes a Chinese buffet lunch supplied by the Jade Garden Restaurant Chatham, some great networking opportunities, and many Chinese-themed surprises heading your way. Our aim was running networking event is to give you great opportunities to meet and mingle with other businesses while having fun and giving back to the community. The price is just £10, payable on the day, with all the profits going to We Are Beams charity to help them. It's an unmissable opportunity to give back, and that's called the Dragons 10. Do you get it?
Sounds
the Dragons
good.
10.
Yeah.
1st of March, 7 PM. It's a free event. It's a business startup event. Have you started a business? Are you thinking of starting a business? Not sure where to start? Come along to our free business startup, the Dragons 10. 10 amazing speakers will each give you 10 minutes about the most things you need to do in a startup business before you do anything else.
And Chinese buffet?
No, they're two different events.
Okay.
The Chinese New Year buffet is on the 16th of February.
Okay.
The Dragons 10 is on the 1st of March.
Got to make sure you don't get the wrong one there.
The wrong one. Oh dear!
Keep up.
Oh dear! And then we're going to get the dentist joke, aren't we?
Yeah. 2:30.
Yeah. Oh, blimey! Anyway, we've got carefully chosen speakers to cover the business basics and give you a head start. And the speakers are Ash Lawrence, Zoe Cairns, Sally Marshall, Kay Sedgwick Jones, Amwyn Cooper, Dave English, Ian Morris, Gemma Fairclough Haynes, and Natalie Thompson. And do you know what? We've actually reached the end of the show.
Wow.
What
a show.
I know.
So much
I just want to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Fruitworks Limited, the community workspace over there in Canterbury. A massive thank you to our two guests today, the lovely Liz Astaraki of Riverford Organic East.
Thank you for the soup.
Gorgeous soup, yeah.
We must mention Caroline, because she's beavering away all on her own.
She's doing all the work, isn't she?
I'm afraid Caroline's out delivering veg boxes.
Is she?
There you go.
It's even worse, she's out there in the cold.
Catching burglars, hopefully.
And Mr. Francois Ranier of Acacia. Thank you so much for coming on the show, you two, and my lovely co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin. I'll tell you what, we'll be back next week with another Business Monkey show. Don't forget that on Channel Radio 2 tonight, it's just music because we're doing some electrical work in the studio, but you can indeed listen to channelradio.co.uk/1 for all the music shows that they produce. But we'll be back with you for another show next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.